French and Malian troops have reportedly seized Diabali in the town of Douentza in central Mali. Diabali, which is just 400 kilometers north of the Malian capital Bamako, fell into the hands of opposition fighters last week. France says the ultimate goal of its mission is a total reconquest of Mali. Violence continues to rage in Syria in the northern Hama province. Syrian government forces have cleared some areas of foreign-backed insurgents following fierce fighting. Heavy clashes are also underway in the northwestern province of Idlib. Shopkeepers in Indian-controlled Kashmir have closed their stores in protest at what they call the government's failure to prosecute those involved in the killing of more than 50 people in 1990. The incident is known as the Gokha Dal massacre. A rally has also been held to mark the anniversary of the killings. French-based satellite provider Eutelsat resumes the broadcast of Iran's Spanish-language channel Hispan TV on the Hotbird satellite. The company briefly took Hispan TV off the air on Monday. Eutelsat initially said that it had been ordered to block the transmission of Hispan TV, but it later cited technical problems for the move. Turkish protesters have taken to the streets of Adana to protest NATO's decision to deploy Patriot missile batteries along with the border with Syria. 25 protesters were detained after trying to get through the barricades at the Incirlik Air Force Base. Angry protesters also gathered outside the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. A U.S. drone strike kills two people in Afghanistan's northern province of Kunduz. Earlier, five people had died in a similar attack in the east of the country. The U.S. claims that its airstrikes target militants, but evidence on the ground shows most of the victims have been civilians. Algeria says 37 foreigners have been killed during a hostage crisis in the In Amenas gas field in the country's east. The victims were from eight nationalities. 29 hostage takers also lost their lives. The kidnappers were demanding the release of their prisoners from Algerian jails, which the government deemed unacceptable. And Israeli forces have opened fire on a Palestinian man in the Gaza Strip, violating a truce deal that put an end to its eight-day war in Gaza in November. The victim was shot in the leg and taken to hospital. Israeli soldiers have killed four Palestinians since the ceasefire.